And when he had said this, he fell asleep in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today is the feast day of Saint Stephen, the glorious first martyr and early deacon in the Church of Jerusalem. And the name Stephen means a crown, and truly he got the privilege of being the first martyr who was crowned in heaven. All those who love Jesus so much that are willing to shed their own blood for him, they will in heaven receive a glorious crown of martyrdom. So not only was Saint Stephen so great in serving the early church, but he holds the singular privilege of being the very first member of the church who was crowned with martyrdom. And we, of course, admire Stephen for his great courage in confessing the Lord against the persecutors of the church. But his death, which occurred because of this heroic action, is even more beautiful because it truly shows us how our own death also should be. When Stephen was preaching in the early Jerusalem, he met lots of opposition from the most learned of doctors of law and of theology. And these doctors, they were not angry to Stephen because of his great profession of faith. No, they were angry to him because they, the doctors, they envied his fame. They couldn't stand the idea that the people would rather come to listen to this man instead of them, the high and mighty doctors. So the doctors began to dispute with him, Stephen, about religion, but the doctors were no match for the marvelous wisdom which Stephen spoke. And notice that this wisdom wasn't because Stephen was somehow more especially than they, a book smart person. No, there was so great wisdom in Stephen because he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And so therefore the doctors, they could not answer him. So they had recourse to lies and violence instead. Saint Stephen was seized and brought before the council. And notice already the similar patterns between Christ and Saint Stephen. So angry were the religious leaders to him, as they had been to Christ, that they had already made their decision that this man shall be put to death no matter what, and they dragged him in front of the Jewish council. And there they, just like they had done with Christ, brought up false witnesses. These false witnesses testified that Stephen had spoken against the temple and against the law, all phony and totally made up accusations. And all the members of the council, they looked angrily upon Stephen, all ready to send him to be executed. But they, the council members, they saw the face of Saint Stephen shining like that of an angel. This face was so innocent and it was so joyful that it looked so glorified, almost like you would look at the face of God himself, but still resembling more that of an angel than a face of a man. Saint Stephen, he was, unlike his persecutors, he was not filled with anger. No, Saint Stephen, he was filled with divine love and of Holy Ghost. And then Saint Stephen started his own speech. He reminded them, the doctors and council members, of the great wonders of God Almighty, which God had done to the nation of Israel, starting from the deliberation from Egypt and then in other places all throughout the centuries. And Stephen also told them that they had always stubbornly resisted the Holy Ghost as their fathers had done. And just like their forefathers had persecuted the prophets, they, the Jewish leaders of that day, and they had murdered the Son of God himself. And when the council members heard St. Stephen's speech, they were furious, and they started to shout that he deserves to die. And amid all this tumult, St. Stephen stood like a lamb in the midst of wolves, and he raised his eyes and heart to heaven, his home. And he, Stephen, spoke about the vision he saw and said that he saw Jesus standing there at the right hand of God. And the Jews, they looked on his words as a horrible blasphemy. So therefore, just like with Christ, they decided that he has done this deed, now it's time for him to die. But unlike with Jesus, who they at least had granted a show trial, with St. Stephen, without any even a pretended trial and not searching any permission from the Roman authorities, the Jewish leaders with one accord drove Stephen out of the city and murdered him by stoning. And the reason why they dragged him outside the walls of Jerusalem was because a blasphemer was regarded as an unclean and excommunicated from the people of God. So the holy deacon right there, like his divine master, he was condemned to a shameful death for blasphemy. And just like Jesus, Stephen, falling on his knees, cried there with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And he, after spoken these beautiful Christ-like words, he died there as a martyr. Dear faithful, St. Stephen, being the first member of the Catholic Church to give his life and blood for Jesus, he is therefore known as venerated as the proto martyr, or the first martyr. And the first martyr has therefore, from the beginning of the Church, had a special place of honor in the liturgy and in the ranks of the saints. And therefore, he was given a special feast in his honor the day after Christmas, or second day of Christmas. So, of course, we admire and want to imitate St. Stephen in his great bravery in confessing the faith. But we should also imitate him in his death, because as it says in the scripture, Stephen fell asleep in the Lord. And such a death is truly happy with the one who dies in the Lord. In a happy death, the soul leaves the body in a state of grace and goes to heaven. In St. Stephen's death, the death of martyrdom, all stains of sin and all temporal punishment were wiped away by this martyrdom. And also in a just man's death, he has gained remission from his sins by being sorry for them. And through indulgences, he has also gained the redemption from temporal punishment. So you see, dear faithful, that it is not some sort of necessity that we need or have to go to purgatory after our death. No, in fact, going to purgatory instead straight to heaven, that is an abnormal way for a Catholic. The normal way for the good and faithful servant of God is that we, in this life, we are meant to do penance from our sins and gain indulgences, go to confession and gain the removal of temporal punishment already here on this earth, so that our death would be like St. Stephen's, that when we close our eyes in death, we see the Son of God right there at the right hand of his Father. And also when a faithful soul is seriously sick, the priest comes and gives him apostolic blessing, and therefore the faithful soul gains plenary indulgence at the very moment of his death. And that means that at the exact moment when the soul leaves its body, all the punishment of his sins are removed, and he goes straight to heaven, just like Saint Stephen did. So going straight to heaven, that is the normal way for a faithful Catholic, and that is what sleeping in the Lord means. A glance at heaven gives us courage and consolation in suffering and adversity of this world. So let us learn in this year's Christmas feast that heaven is open and ready for us if we, like Stephen, if we persevere to the end in what is good, namely longing and serving Jesus. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.